Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. If you call in the Psalm of David, I was glad when he said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. I want to welcome you to the prayer, praise, and deliverance ministry. We are a circle of friends. Hallelujah to God. We thank God for this Thursday morning. Hallelujah to God. The second day in April. Hallelujah to God. We came to give God the glory, the honor, the praise. We hear under the teaching of Pastor Darling Bunnage, wonderful woman of God. Hallelujah to God. We came here to unite our hearts in prayer. Hallelujah to go through this hour of power of prayer. Hallelujah to God. Rejoice in the Lord always and again. I say rejoice. Hallelujah to God. We thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing, O Lord God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah to God. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will enter his gates, thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. We worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. We worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I long to do. We give you praise because you are our righteousness. We worship you, O mighty God. There is none like you. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks unto the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given us Jesus Christ, his Son. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. Because of what the Lord has done for us, give thanks. Jesus, 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 there is something about that name. Master, Savior, Jesus, like a fragrance after the rain. Kings and kingdoms shall all pass away, but there's something about that name. Oh, wonderful Father, I love you. Beautiful Savior, yes, I do. Conquering Jesus, I love you too. Oh, wonderful Father, I love you. You made the trees to bear. The heart to care, eyes to see, and ears to hear. You gave us the power to understand. You gave your only begotten Son as a sacrifice for the sins of men. Oh, wonderful Father, I love you. Beautiful Savior, yes, I do. Conquering Jesus, I love you too. Oh, wonderful Father, wonderful Father, I love you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, it's in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that we come to the broadcast, oh Lord God, the prayer deliverance ministry of God, to join our heart and unite our hearts in prayer. We come to thank you, Lord God, for all things that have transpired, oh Lord God. Thanking you, Lord God, because you are the keeper, Lord God. We thank you this morning, oh Lord God, because you are the love of our soul, oh Lord God. We thank you this morning, oh Lord God, because there's no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, we came today, oh Lord God, to rejoice in you, oh Lord God. We come to enter onto your courts with thanksgiving and praise, O Lord God. We came this morning, God, to bless your holy name, O Lord God. We came, O Lord God, to the broadcast, O Lord God, to dance our dance, O Lord God, and to shout our shout, O Lord God, to give thy name the honor, the glory, the praise, for which it deserves in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We thank you, Father, for hearing our prayer, Lord God. God, we thank you, Lord God, for touching our children, our grandchildren, oh Lord God, and healing, delivering, and setting free, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We're praying for the person, oh Lord God, that we get the text that's in ICU, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that everything be well, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, we rebuke and we break the power of gang activity, oh Lord God, wherever soever they would be right now, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. God, we pray for the people, oh Lord God, in hospice, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you're moving by your spirit and by your power, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. God, we pray for those that are incarcerated this morning, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that you would give them peace, oh Lord God, and they're incarcerated, oh Lord God. They may ask them there, Lord God, what must they do to be saved, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, we ask, oh Lord God, that the prison ministries, oh Lord God, will still remain active, oh Lord God. Oh Lord God, we ask that you bless the chaplains, oh Lord God, that are here, oh Lord God, to tend the people, oh Lord God, to minister on the people, oh Lord God, during times of crisis as such, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, we're just looking, oh Lord God, over everything, oh Lord God, that your hand has made, oh Lord God. And we want to come to bless your name this morning, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. I want to thank you for my wife this morning, oh Lord God, and today, 37 years of marriage, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. So Lord God, we thank you and we praise you, God, in the name of Jesus, for what you're doing, oh Lord God. God, we ask that you bless the people, oh Lord God, that are still able to get around, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. God, we pray for, oh Lord God, the families, oh Lord God, that has lost loved ones during this time, oh Lord God, of this epidemic, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that you would strengthen them, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. God, we thank you, oh Lord God, for those people that are out working, oh Lord God. God, we pray for those people in the sanitation department, oh Lord God, because they have a job there, oh Lord God. Hallelujah. Firemen, policemen, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, first responders, oh Lord God, those that are in the hospital, oh Lord God. God, God, that you just heal there, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you're moving by your spirit, oh Lord God, and by your power, Lord God. Lord God, we came, oh Lord God, to speak, oh Lord God, a word in season and to pray over the people, oh Lord God, those that have joined themselves here, oh Lord God, in this hour of power of prayer, Lord God, those that in the queue, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, those family members, oh Lord God, that are close, near, and far, oh Lord God, that we can't go to visit, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that you would touch right now in Jesus' mighty name, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that their joy might be filled at this time, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Oh Lord God, we speak peace, oh Lord God, to the people, oh Lord God, near and far, Lord God, that the peace, oh Lord God, and of the understanding go out through the radio waves, oh Lord God, and begin to touch, oh Lord God, wheresoever the broadcast is picked up this morning, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that their eyes of understanding will be enlightened through the Holy Spirit of promise, oh Lord God. God, we thank you, oh Lord God, for your word, oh Lord God, it is precious, oh Lord God, in our lives, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, as we go forth, oh Lord God, in this hour of power, prayer here, prayer, deliverance ministry, Lord God. Lord God, we want to pray for each and every one, oh Lord God, that there's enough food and homes, oh Lord God, to sustain, oh Lord God, and things undergird them, oh Lord God, and laundry the church and the necessities that's needed at this time, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord God, as this goes on, oh Lord God, we pray that you bless, oh Lord God, the manufacturers, oh Lord God, that they don't be shut down, oh Lord God. And Lord God, the ones that produce papers, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you move by your spirit, oh Lord God, and by your power, Lord God. Lord God, we pray for the people, oh Lord God, that are fretful, oh Lord God, and those that are getting nervous and pardon me, and antsy right now, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, I pray for myself, oh Lord God, that you protect me, oh Lord God. Lord God, for we're out among the people, oh Lord God, and there's not that much space in that time, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. So we thank you, oh Lord God, and we praise you for what you're doing, God, right now, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, we want to praise you, Lord God. We want to worship you, oh Lord God. God, we come that you would have your way, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. God, we are the potter, oh Lord God. We are the clay, oh Lord God. Lord God, just mold us and make us, oh Lord God, after thy way, oh Lord God. Strengthen us, oh Lord God, to hold fast, oh Lord God, thy own chosen hand, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. We stretch our hand toward thee this morning, oh Lord God. No other help we know, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Touch each and every one that is here, oh Lord God, from the crown of the head to the sole of the feet, oh Lord God. Lord God, touch every ache and pain, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Dry up colds, oh Lord God. Flu symptoms, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Help us to be mindful, oh Lord God, where we go, oh Lord God, who we come in contact with, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Help us, oh Lord God, continuously stay in the word, oh Lord God. Lord God, we ask that you continuously bless and strengthen us, oh Lord God, as we go through these next few days of fasting, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that you're moving by your spirit and by your power, oh Lord God. It's in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that we move, we breathe, and we have our being, oh Lord God. God, that's Minister Scholastic, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Bless Pastor Dottie, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Lord God, bless, oh Lord God, all of those that had operations recently, oh Lord God, and those, oh Lord God, that need operations, oh Lord God, and those that doesn't feel well, oh Lord God, and there's confusion in the hospital, oh Lord God, who's to be seen at this time, oh Lord God, and who's not to be seen, oh Lord God. Lord God, we need your divine intervention right now, Lord God, not only in this hour, Lord God, but every day of our life, oh Lord God, for as long as we live, oh Lord God. Lord God, we ask that you show yourself strong, oh Lord God, as we move towards resurrection morning, oh Lord God, that you so love us, oh Lord God, that you have gave your only begotten Son, oh Lord God, that we should live through him, oh Lord God. So we thank you, God, and we praise you this morning. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Good morning, everyone. In the name of Jesus, we thank God that we're here on this Wednesday morning, the second of April in the year of our Lord, 2020. Hallelujah to God. And good morning to the day. It's the wife and I anniversary. Hallelujah to God. And don't have nothing planned as yet, so you'll pray for me that I get wisdom. Go somewhere. I want to rejoice this evening. Hallelujah to God. Thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for being here. Thank you, Lord God, for everyone that is in queue. Hallelujah to God. We thank God in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah to God. We thank God for the scripture of the week. Hallelujah, that's found in Hebrews, the 11th chapter that we were going to focus on in the name of Jesus. I'm going to read a verse or two in Jesus' name, and we're going to go forward in Jesus' name. It's Hebrews 11 and 1. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. By faith, the elders obtained a good report. Through faith, we understand, hallelujah, that the world was formed by the word of God. So things that we do see were not made out of things which do appear. Hallelujah, God. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. By this he obtained witness that his was righteous, and God testifying of his gift, and by it he being dead being dead, yet speaketh, hallelujah, God. By faith, Enoch was translated. By faith, Eli was translated that he should not see death. And he was found not, because God had translated him. God had translated him. But before he was translated, he had this testimony. He had this testimony that he had pleased God. That's a wonderful testimony. God, we thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. But without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must first believe that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Hallelujah to God. We thank God for the reading of it. That is my favorite verse there. Being diligently about seeking God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. By faith, Noah began being warned of God of things not seen, yet moved with fear, appeared in the ark for the saving of his people. Moved by faith for the preparing of the ark to the saving of his people, by which he commanded the word, and became ears to the righteousness which is by faith. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. We have the faith. We call this the Hall of Fame of Faith. Hallelujah to God. And I thank God for it. Hallelujah, God. I was thinking on it, hallelujah, God, that without faith, it's impossible to please God. We understand that we are on a faith journey. We were saved by faith, hallelujah, God. We were saved because someone prayed for us, hallelujah, God. Give me a minute. I'm trying to find this paper here. Glory to God. That fell off the table. Thank you, Jesus. We understand that through faith that our forefathers and these patriarchs here, they were the foreshadow. It's our history that we could look back and that we could gain strength at this time in the name of Jesus. This time that we're going through, hallelujah to God, where it seems like everything is just about upside down, that we could trust in God, hallelujah to God, to bring us out of this situation, out of this pandemic, hallelujah to God, that we could find joy at this time in the name of Jesus. I thank God because I was looking into his word and I drew strength, hallelujah to God, and I was reassuring to know that God cannot lie. That if he spoke it, he will bring it to pass. And we have the victory over every weakness, shortcoming, and failure. In Psalms 19:23, it said that God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. Hallelujah, God. That's confident that God is faithful to his word. Hallelujah to God. Titus 1:2 in that verse there says that it is impossible for God to lie. We have this hope of eternal life, and we're going to obtain it because God is a true God. He didn't bring us this far to leave us. Therefore, we're going to rejoice in the Lord. Therefore, that's why we come to God. And we worship here at Prayer, Prayer, Deliverance Ministry. To lift up the name of Jesus. To encourage you in times like this that we will be strengthened, hallelujah to God, that we would encourage people in the name of Jesus, hallelujah to God. And we just thank God for it this morning, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah to God. We're going to go to the Pastor Dolly, see if she has something, and we're going to go pray, and we're going to worship the Lord. We have time to have individual prayers, and hallelujah to God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, you Lord God, for what you're doing right now, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You
just well, good morning. Good
God
morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Yes.
Yes. Good morning, everybody. Thank you, Apostle Horsley, for leading us this morning. Thank you for sharing about faith, because we do need faith in this time and dispensation that we're in. And we're just thanking God for the ability to pray and to believe and to have the faith and see God move and see God just change situations. And so yesterday I sent out the request that we pray for Sister Yolanda and also pray for her son. Yolanda's in the hospital with gunshot wounds to her body, and we're believing God to completely heal her, and also to draw Caleb into the kingdom, because Caleb needs salvation. I also want to pray for Lisa Haggerty's. She's a lady I knew down in Jacksonville when I was working in Jacksonville. Her brother and her sister have been involved in a very serious accident, and they are in the hospital. Both of them have had some horrible things happen to their bodies, and we're glad that they survived, and we're believing God to heal them completely. So we're thanking God in advance for that. So those are things that I would like to pray for. Also, Benita's, this is not my sister, this is another lady, Reverend Benita, her husband's sciatic nerves, and he has blood clots. So we want to pray for him to be healed. Also, I don't know if we prayed for Wanda's grandson, but he had surgery. I think we did bring it before the body, that he had surgery on his leg, and now he's recovering. So we're praying that God will completely heal his body. So, I mean, those are things that we want to pray for. And know that God is already working some things out. It doesn't matter what we see or hear. We are trusting and believing that God is an awesome God. If we are the believers that believe God's word, we have to trust God that even though all kinds of things are happening around the world, we still have God on our side, and we still have hope and faith in him. And so we're trusting God as we go through this process. And I believe on Friday, our state will be shut down pretty much, and some other states are being shut down. But we thank God that we still can pray. We can read our word as we're fasting. We're seeking the Lord, and we want to hear from him and see the direction to go in. And we know that as we humble ourselves and pray as a believer, as a body of Christ, we know that God will do some work as we turn from those things that are contrary to what he wants. So we have to come to him in spirit and in truth. And we know that the Holy Spirit will help us as we go through. The Holy Ghost is there for us. The Holy Ghost is the authority. And so we thank God for that today. And we're glad that we are here just in agreement, being on one accord. Even though we may not hear every person's voice who comes to the line, we know that you didn't come here just for the sake of being here. We believe that you come here so that you can be in agreement and to glean and to even give your testimonies and give your prayer requests so that we can see God continue to move. We know that the testimonies are so important. So that's why we give our testimonies at various times. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Pastor Yolanda, this Pastor Yolanda, this is not the lady in Florida. It's another Pastor Yolanda. I'm not Pastor Yolanda.
No, Yolanda. It's not a pastor.
Right. This is the one in Florida. Oh, okay.
No,
the wife was asking. Okay, because she have a daughter, of the ministry. Okay, so we have it straight then. Hallelujah to God. We want to hold those prayer requests up, and if anyone else have a specific prayer request, hallelujah to God, that is there, we want to go up and praise the Lord. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. And we're going to call out those names there. Does anyone that have a prayer request, something that we didn't cover right now? Hallelujah to God.
Thank you, Lord God. It's the Lord God.
Yes. Say it again.
Yes.
Okay, I heard.
Good morning.
Linda.
Yes. This is Reverend Vaughn here calling from Seattle, Washington.
Okay.
And I'm asking for prayers for my hospital, Highline Medical Center, and for all of the staff, all of the patients, all of the visitors. And myself, the first responder as the chaplain there at the hospital, we're requesting your prayers. This is my second time online. And so appreciate your prayers. I'll be praying with you this morning. Amen.
Okay,
amen.
Is that Reverend Julie?
Yes, it is. Good morning, Pastor Darlene.
All right, good to hear your voice this morning. God bless you.
Yours as well. God bless you, too.
All right.
Thank you, Jesus.
Good morning.
Yes, continue.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Sorry. Good morning. This is Sister Linda. I'm asking prayer for my whole body. It's so bad, but I'm still trying to make it to work. So I'm asking for prayer.
Amen.
Okay.
Yes.
Good to hear your voice, Sister
Someone
Linda.
Else?
God bless you.
That Lord
yes,
is strengthening
good
right
morning.
Now in this hour. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Sister Stacy. I have a praise report, a little testimony.
Okay.
I'm giving
Give
God
name,
thanks.
Please.
Sister Stacy Ann, I'm giving God thanks for being here this morning on the line, but I'm thanking him for his faithfulness. When they started shutting down things on my job, they required us to come in, and I was a little concerned about that because I have my own two children at home. And I just thank God that 2 weeks later, he has me home, working from home, so I can be a mother and a worker and do what I need to do. So I thank God. Thank God for in the midst of the storm, he always has a ram in the bush. I thank him for
yes,
his faithfulness
does.
Towards
yes.
me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Let's give God
Amen.
Some praise for this few seconds.
Amen. We shall praise his holy name. That's what we rise up for in the morning, to come on here and praise his name, to glorify his name, to lift him up, to tell him thank you every morning. And we thank him for the fresh morning dew. We thank him for his anointing this morning. And we just thank him this morning. We will bless the Lord at all times. Let's continue to praise his holy name. He loves us. We praise him. And we thank you, Lord. We just bless your name. Our God is a faithful God. He's a just God. He's a God that we can call on in the wee hours, in the morning, of the day.
His time is nothing to God, and we thank him for it right now in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen again. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. We have another request. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Good morning.
Yes.
Good morning, Sister Belinda. I want to just tell you all thank you as we praise God. We are praying for this whole world, so every nation and every tongue, and I thank you right now. And I just want every individual on this prayer line that we're interceding for. And I just had to call out Nina and Stephen's marriage, and I'm just praying for that, for reconciliation. And marriages all over this world, but even families to be reconciled. And we, as Pastor Darlene and Apostle Horsley and all of you, men and women of the faith, we're praying against that suicide spirit and anxiety, because I know that people are feeling, you know, a little anxious and whatever they're feeling. But, you know, God said, fear not, because he's going to be with us. So today I know that he woke us up this morning so that we can get up and praise him and worship him this morning. So
I want to continue to ask for prayer for my daughter, Yolanda, my daughter, Juwani, and my son, Charles, and my granddaughter, Chelsea, and my brother that's a doctor in Boston, Dr. Eric Samuels, my niece, Kia, who's military police, and all of our first responders, no matter what branch of the military or firefighters, paramedics, EMTs, doctors, nurses, everybody that's out there working, you know, in the healthcare. We just want to keep them covered. And for us, people of God, to spread the word, tell people to stay home, stay in your house if you don't have to go out. So that's my prayer request.
Amen.
Thank you, Sister Belinda. God bless you.
God bless everyone. It's a blessing to be here today.
It's a blessing. That's true to the key.
Yes.
Hallelujah, God. Even Shatan, I call you, see ya. Thank God. I'll give a little short testimony and go right. I'm going to pray. Hallelujah. They sent them, one of the fellows that we were with the seniors, and they sent them home last week, hallelujah to God, said that he was vulnerable at our age, 65 and stuff, to catch this COVID-19. And he was good. I was wondering what happened to his operator. You know, to one of the guys, and the guy, when I was out there, you know, then we had a little accident with the truck this week. It wasn't my fault and stuff. So he said, they had sent them home because of three. He said, you might be next. I said, but I'm not worried about it. They did not say anything to me. I said, well, God knows the situation. Hey, Bosha, that you're going through. God knows that we have the grandchildren here. You know that we have to support things. We have to be here on the prayer line. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. And the wife needs help. Hallelujah to God. And I just thank God. They haven't said a word to me. They a lot of accusation comes up against you. This happened, that happened, this, that, the other. And I say they have not said anything to me. They told me, watch out for the boss. He cusses. He does this, that, the other. And I say, well, he hasn't said nothing to me. Matter of fact, he calls me up a lot of times. Because a lot of the people he sent told me, he called me and he called the athlete. I want to see, I have something for you. Talk to me, hallelujah to God. And sometimes you just start to stutter at times. I guess at the time when God just be dealing with his mind, hallelujah to God. 1 week ago or so, maybe 2 weeks ago, we was on the prayer line and I went in the phone with it. I had to go in, plug in. It was on a Wednesday or Thursday morning. And I had to begin to continue on the prayer line praying. And what happened was they had closed at first the thing, but after a while they opened up the petition there, and we were just speaking in tongues and praising God, and they heard the praises. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah, God. It makes it echo your side when you come together.
Hallelujah.
So we're going to move into the praises this morning. Hallelujah to God. We got a whole hospital that personally asked the prayer deliverance ministry to pray for the hospital. Hallelujah to God. Whatever your prayer request is, let's go before the Lord. Let's press it to the holiest of all. Let's step behind that veil, hallelujah, God, and worship the true and living God in Jesus. And call your mighty name that God begins to work miracles on toll. Hallelujah to God. That God just worked miracles like he worked in the past. Hallelujah to God. For our forefathers. Because without faith, it's impossible to please him. Hallelujah to God. Strengthen everyone that's on prayer. Hallelujah to God. Let's go corporately before the Lord. Our pastor, if you don't mind, you call those names out. Hallelujah to God. And then when she finishes calling those names again, all the other prayer requests, we're going to just go on in and worship and praise the Lord. Hallelujah to God. And intercede for everyone that's just here. Hallelujah to God. Begin to call those names out and pray for those people. Hallelujah to God. Don't forget the
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to
God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We will worship him today, God. Thank you, Lord. Father, we praise you this morning, God, because you woke us up this morning. You clothe us all in our right mind, Lord God. You're going to order every footstep and direct every path today, God. We're interceding right now for the least of us and the last. And we know, Lord God, that you are drawing people to you. You are calling out their name, God. And we thank you for this right now, Lord God. We thank you right now, Lord God, that we will not fear anything, but we will have faith and we will stand still. You have fought and won every battle for us. And Father, we thank you right now that you are pulling down those thrones. We know in the midnight hour, Lord God, you loose every chain and every shackle. You loose those prison doors from the hearts and the minds of the people that are struggling today, Lord God. We don't have to struggle anymore. We just have to look to you because you created And you had a perfect will for us from the beginning. You knew us in our mother's womb. And we just want to thank you this morning, Lord God. We praise you this morning right now, Lord God. That you, Lord God, you treated every sickness and every disease. And by your strength, we're here. Your blood is so powerful. We put the blood of Jesus against any enemy right now. Over the doorposts and over the cars, the transportation.
Pray for your life, Lord.
See your blood is against any disease, any sickness right now. Protect your people, Lord God. Your people that are out there right now, Lord God. That are healthy, the people that are sick right now, Lord God. I'm trying to protect this country, this nation, this world. In the name of Jesus. Find that you work the enemy right now, Lord God. We just know right now, Lord God, that you work miracles. And you work them so great. You're so mighty and you're so powerful right now. And words are so powerful. We speak life and not death right now. We speak life right now in the body of Christ. Right now, that your people, Lord God, will call right now, Lord God, will humble themselves right now. God, I just thank you that people will fall to their knees and worship you and repent right now. I thank you right now, Lord God, for repentance. Thank you for revival in the hearts of people right now, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, I just thank you right now, Lord God, that when people repent, Lord God, they're not just saying they're sorry. They're going to turn and go in a different direction, going to direction towards you in the name of Jesus. As we pray to you this morning, Lord God, you're in control of every sickness, every disease. You destroy them right now in the name of Jesus. They're being destroyed right now. As your people come together, you say, where two or three are gathered, does not take a whole army. It just takes two or three. And we're calling on your name this morning. We praise you for this morning. You inhabit the praises of your people, and your people will praise you in every nation and every tongue. Just thank you for that this morning. Thank you for blessing those people, Lord God, that are out there right now, Lord God, helping those people that are fallen victim to this disease. Thank you for protecting those mothers that are about to deliver their babies. Thank you, Lord God, that you're helping mothers to carry a baby to full term. I put my granddaughter Chelsea on that line in the name of Jesus. Touch the hearts and the minds of people right now, Lord God. Let them know, Lord God, that there will be peace. There will be joy. There is an end to everything. You know everything, Lord God. So that's why we come before you early in the morning to ask you to pour out your anointing. Pour out your anointing. Pour it out on every flesh this morning. Every man, woman, boy, or girl. And God, we just thank you right now. We thank you for your saving grace and mercy. We thank you, Lord God, as we cry out for salvation for the least, the lost, and the last. Draw those homeless people, the drug addicts, Lord God, those that are addicted to pornography, all of sexual sin right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Pull those strongholds in the name of Jesus. Bind up the work of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. Oh God, thank you. Break every generational curse right now. Heal this land right now, Lord God.
Everybody's crying out for you in your land, Lord God. Control well belongs to you. We just thank you for the word, Lord God. We have your guys. Protect every family in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for his mind of their God. They will not become weary, oh God.
Yes, Lord. Pray for the minds and hearts of your people right now, Lord God. This is a serious situation, Lord God. Not because of the disease, but because of who you are. You are King of Kings, Lord of Lords. You can destroy anything. But Lord God, we thank you today that we're going to have that same Lord day. Keep walking towards you, looking towards you. Because you are the author and the finisher of our faith. We have faith enough to believe that you, Lord God, will overthrow this thing right now. We shall have that victory in the name of the Lord. We know people right now, Lord God, are falling to the enemy. You early in the morning. They're praying to you in the midnight hour. They're praying to you all day, through the day, Lord God. They're doing noonday prayer. And we thank you for that right now. We just thank you right now. We thank you right now for families right now, Lord God. For families
against my will, I will
be reconciled.
Of course,
she took my call.
In the name of Jesus.
name of Jesus, as we come together on this prayer line, touching and agreeing. As we're asking you today, Lord God, we're seeking and we're knocking. And we know that the door will be open, Lord God, and we thank you for your answer. You will never harm us. Hallelujah. What you do for us is for our good. Thank you for that right now.
Lord,
yes, your perfect will, yes, Lord.
We thank you, Lord God.
The blood is so powerful. It's mighty. It's pulling down strongholds right now in the name of Jesus. Precious Savior, he's Master, King of Kings, and Lord of Lords. As you call upon his name, he's already made a pathway clear in the name of Jesus. He's already prepared today. He knew that day. Hallelujah. Before we even knew it.
Yes, Lord.
Bind up witchcraft spirit too, Lord God. And it's just in the spirit right now. In the name of Jesus. Loose your Holy Spirit upon this world, this whole world. Bless the United States of America, Lord God. Guide the leaders today, Lord God. Speak to their hearts, Lord God. Turn their hearts towards you. We pray for the President of the United States. We pray for the Vice President. We pray for every leader in every country. We pray for the mayor and the governor. We pray for the police chief and the sheriff, Lord God. We pray for our doctors. We pray, Lord God, for the surgeons. We pray for the nurses, anesthesiologists, surgeons, medical assistants, nurses. Anybody that works in the medical field, put a hedge of protection around them. Our armed forces, Lord God. Our police officers, Lord God. Yes, Lord. Our firefighters, Lord God. EMTs, Lord God. Paramedics, Lord God. Father, we just thank you right now that you will shield your people right now. Hallelujah, Jesus. No deadly virus or disease will attack your people. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for praise support. We thank you for this. This morning, Lord God, we have to praise you this morning because you watched over us as we slept. You watched over our loved ones right now in the name of Jesus. And we just thank you right now, Lord God, that you are blessing the little children right now. They're being obedient as they're out of school today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Give the parents patience right now to be with their children and to work with their children during this time right now, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for this gathering today. Today on this prayer line, Lord God, we're interceding for people today, Lord God, as we intercede for them, others are interceding for us. And we just thank you for that this morning. We thank you and we praise you this morning. We know that you love the praises early in the morning. We just thank you this morning, God. We praise your holy name. The fresh morning dew falling on everybody this morning. And we thank you for that. In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, good morning, good morning.
Hallelujah.
And I will
bless Holy Spirit, welcome to every home today. Holy Spirit, welcome to everybody's job.
In the name of Jesus,
Lord God, we are not alone. We are in this thing together. Hallelujah.
Praise your name, Jesus. We shall praise this day all day today.
Let the faith of Jesus be on your lips. Hallelujah. Sing a praise to his holy name today.
Lord,
we just thank you this morning.
Hallelujah, Jesus. God is so good, and his mercies endure forever and ever. And we're grateful for all the prayers that have gone up this morning, the praises to our King. And we are grateful that his word tells us men ought always to pray and not to faint. So even though this world is going awry, it's a lot of chaos all around, we trust in our Lord. And as we were praising the Lord, it just kept coming to my mind that the Lord says the leaves on the trees are for the healing of the nations. And I have sent out a video concerning vitamin C treatment. There's a treatment that some of the doctors have used over in Korea, in Wuhan, and some doctors in New York. I heard a report on how they had used this vitamin C in the IVs to help the patients. And I'm not hearing too much about that in the news. And Dr. Julie, I don't know if you all can do that in your facility. You might want to talk to somebody, spread this information, because people, when they go to the hospital, they're putting them on ventilators, they're giving them, something to help them. But I believe that if more people were getting this treatment, more people would get their healing. So spread it around. Spread it to anybody you know who may be going into the hospital, people who may not be going there yet, but they can tell somebody else about this vitamin C treatment. Vitamin C comes from the vegetables, the fruits, and things like that, but I'm not sure how they put this thing together to put it into the IVs. But that is a way to get the healing for many people out there. And so I believe that that may be one of the reasons why over in China the rate of these infections are dwindling, or people not staying sick because of this treatment that they're using over there. So, everybody, I just trust that you will keep your eyes on the Lord and keep on praying, because God, that's what he wants us to do. He says in 1 Peter 5:7, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. So no matter what is going on right now, people have been laid off, people are sick, people are dying, and God can still give us hope, because Jesus is our hope for today and our hope for tomorrow, because he's the one who will never leave us and never forsake us. So in the book of John 14:16, it says, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he might abide with you forever. So we are thanking God for the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit that is here with us and gives us that assurance that we are in the kingdom and we're working towards our time with God in the heavenlies, our time when we leave this earth realm. And we pray that those who are dying, that they would have made their relationship with Christ become real, that they have asked for forgiveness. We don't know who is going to catch next, but we're believing God will take care of us, the body of Christ, that we will be protected even as the children of Israel were protected when the death angel came and the blood was on their doorpost. We're believing that we have the covering. We have the blood of Jesus covering and protecting us. He also has angels out there, protective angels out there. So just continue to go through this time of fasting until Friday. We have two more days. Continue to just trust in the Lord. Read those faith scriptures. Read whatever you can to increase your faith in the Lord and to know that God is there and he will never leave you. He will never forsake you. There are times when people will turn their backs on the Lord, but we cannot do that. And then, well, we do expect him to stay with us because he said that he would. We cannot turn our backs on him and expect us to just go through a flower bed of ease. There are times when the Lord will snatch us out of that foolishness. And so we thank God today for just being with us right now. So I decree that each and every one of us are covered by the blood of Jesus. I decree that we are covered by the whole armor of God, that we are able to come against every trick and scheme, every wile of the devil. In the name of Jesus, I decree that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. I decree that we are above and not beneath, and we are blessed and cannot be cursed. And I decree that we are rising in the Lord each and every day. We rise as an edifice higher and higher as we seek the Lord and we find him. We know as we draw nigh to him, he will draw nigh to us. So keep your faith, trust in the Lord. I love each and every one of you. Come back tomorrow. Pastor Scholastica will be facilitating. She will be leading us in the hour of power of prayer here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. Let somebody know what we're doing. We know that many of us are in different places, different cities, but we are able to come together here and we can share with each other and care about each other and love on each other and see God move mightily. Have a wonderful day. Go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu, and that's the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. We are so grateful for each and everyone who has joined us today. There may be someone out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved as you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. If you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. Well, we thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing and we rejoice with you. And what I would suggest is that you find a good Bible teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. Right now, if you desire to send a donation, an offering, or gift to support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest. The street is spelled A-R-D-L-E-Y. That's 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest, in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, zip code 30311. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com. Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278961#. Select the pound sign for current session. And if you desire to listen to a previous session, please give me a call or send me a text. My number is 904
954-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and that you live in continuous abundance. And I decree that the favor of God continues to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.